Conversations of Karbala, Day 3. As part of our ongoing development of more meaningful observations of Muharram, Mehfil Ali have organized an integrated and dramatic delivery of the Maqtal and Matam. We hope that the delivery of the most poignant aspects of Imam Hussein's journey through a series of conversations will help our audience better relate to and encourage further creative expressions of this pivotal episode in our history. Great effort has been made to keep true to authentic sources such as Kitab al-Irshad, as well as tapping into different practices across the Shi'i world. A lot of time has been put into the rehearsals to ensure the delivery lives up to the messages portrayed. So we do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duties towards Allah. Please note that Imam Hussein's army will be wearing green bands and Yazid's army will be wearing red bands. The previous day's Conversations of Karbala are available online on our YouTube channel, Sikkim TV. The poem is written and performed by Tahir Adil and the Matam by the Tijani brothers and Sadiq Damani. Journey from Mecca to Karbala.
The poem that I've decided to read today is chapter 4, The Passionate. It's a poem about Abbas ibn Abi Shabib. Abbas ibn Abi Shabib was the chief of the clan of Bani Shakir, a tribe of Hamdan. I was asked to give a brief introduction to Abbas. He was a powerful man of stature, an orator, a jurisprudent, but most notably known for his stance in the Battle of Karbala, known for his bravery and in the way he fought. People described him as insane. This quote describes him perfectly. He said he fearlessly met his neck with the clear-cut spears, and he considered his head to be a helmet. When the spears advanced, he wore no armor except that of chastity. This poem is titled Chapter 4, The Passionate. Here I am, knocking on the gates of paradise with nothing but love to my name, waiting for the answer to the question that I have been constantly asking. My mind is swimming lengths, trying to justify to the remaining sanity why my soul is spinning towards the swords in passion's insanity. Hussein is not my father, Hussein is not my father, nor a relative who belongs to the template of my being. But here is a man who belongs to the blueprint of all our beings. His love reaches depths that blood is incapable to bringing life to a passion not bound by the surface of the heart. So much it spills onto the mind, leaving you blossomed yet generous, with everything worth little and sacrifice. My repose like a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow is found at the end of these swords. My soul like a ribbon waiting to be snipped. My soul like a rose waiting to be clipped. I'm no madman believing immortality is found at the root of love. And what greater root than the root of Hussein? What deeper root to the Almighty than the root of Hussein, with everything beautiful to hold on to, giving it all up for one? I notice the angels waiting at the tip of the swords with lunar smiles, eyes so proud as if they're mothers waiting to take you into their arms. I enter battle knowing I won't be defeated. I enter battle knowing I won't be defeated. Fight me if you dare stare into the eyes of one who has stared into the eyes of Hussein. Fight me if your insanity is as heavy as mine, that you're willing to run into death insane. Fight me and know my blood is waiting to be spilled, just as you wait for your dishonor. I'll hold on to my love so long as life holds on to me, for this love has written its testimony on the leaves of my mind, and no shield is needed to shield me from thee. Once the swords stop their bickering, I'll rest in the soft contentment, and the seas of all my days will finally calm, while my memory will haunt all those who fight off this love. I die having drowned in it. I die knowing history will repeat itself, as today will be framed by tomorrow's hearts. I am Abis Salawat.
Journey from Mecca to Karbala, leaving Mecca. Imam Hussein received numerous letters inviting him to Kufa, and so he decided to make his way there. Before he left, his cousin Ibn Abbas tried to dissuade the Imam from making the journey.
Cousin, I hear that you are going to Iraq. Is this true?
Yes, indeed. Inshallah, I shall leave for Kufa in a few days.
May Allah have mercy on you. And inshallah, you will not be obliged to take this decision. Have they expelled the governor and taken control of the town? If they have, then you should go. But if they have not, then I fear they are inviting you to instigate war and rebellion, for I do not trust them. I fear that they will oppose you and turn their back on you. And if they do this, it will become extremely violent.
I shall seek Allah's guidance in this matter.
Cousin, I beg you to exercise patience. Surely you know that the people of Iraq are deceitful and unreliable. If they want you to come, then first ask them to remove their enemies, and then you shall go. But if you are determined to leave Mecca, then at least go to Yemen. It is a vast land, and there you can garner support. May Allah make your mission successful.
My cousin, I know that you are sincerely concerned about me, but I have taken this decision, and I am determined to undertake this journey.
If you are determined to undertake this journey, then I urge you to at least leave your women and children behind, for I fear that you will be killed and they will be left unprotected.
As others came to hear about Imam Hussein's journey, they also came to him, expressing similar concerns. Some, such as Ibn Zubair, suggested that Imam Hussein assume the leadership in Mecca.
Oh, Hussein, if you decide to stay here in Mecca and rise up, you will be in control of events. Here, we will all support you. We will guide you and help you in your journey.
My father once told me that someone will violate the sanctity of the Haram. There will be a murder in Mecca. I do not wish to be this person.
Listen to what I have to say.
Do you know what Ibn Zubair just said to me? Do you know what he said? He told me to rise up in this very mosque and that he will gather arms and support. By God, I would rather die a short distance away than be killed in this sacred precinct. By Allah, these people will find me, even if I lay hidden in a deep snake pit. By Allah, these people will violate my honor, my life, like the Jews violated the Sabbath.
When Imam Hussein was leaving Mecca, the messengers of Ibn Nisad objected. They demanded that Imam Hussein return, but Imam Hussein refused. There was a confrontation between Imam Hussein and the messengers of Ibn Nisad.
Hussein, where do you think you're going?
I'm going to Kufa.
I've got orders specifically from Umar ibn Sa'd himself telling me to stop you from going to Mecca, from leaving Mecca.
Tell him that the people have called for their imam. It is my duty and responsibility to receive their call.
Do you not fear Allah? You've already splintered the community and caused disunity between them.
As Allah says in the Quran, to me my deeds and to you your deeds. I am not responsible for your actions, and you are not responsible for mine.
Stop. Where are you going?
I'm not going to stop. So unless you wish to kill me, let me pass.
Stations crossed on the route. On the way to Kufa, Imam Hussein stopped at a place called Safa, where he met a poet called Farazdak bin Ghalib, who was on his way to perform Hajj.
This is the son of Fatima. The Prophet of Allah is his grandfather. Honored by Allah, he treads the path of taqwa.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam. Hussein, I am Farazdak, the son of Ghalib. May Allah's blessings be upon you.
Give me news about the people from Kufa.
You have asked someone who knows the situation there. Their hearts are with you, but their swords are with the Banu Umayyah.
Indeed, you have spoken the truth. Allah shall wish whatever He wishes, for He has power over all things. If the decree He sets is in our favor, then we shall praise Him. But if the decree is different to what we wish, then it shall be the righteous who will not rebel.
As Imam Hussein continued his journey, he sent a letter to Kufa with Qais bin Mushir Saydawi. However, on the way to Kufa, Qais was stopped and killed under the orders of Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. Along the way, Imam Hussein also met people, some of whom joined him on his journey. At a place called Zarud, Imam Hussein set camp. He also sent a messenger asking to meet Zuhair ibn Qain. Zuhair was eating his meal with his wife, Delham, when the message of invitation came.
Zuhair, Imam Hussein asked me to meet you.
But I have nothing to offer the Imam.
But this is the Imam. You can't refuse to meet him. You should go and see what he wants from you.
Dilham, I've never told you this, but a long time ago, I was with the Salman in Farsi in Bananjar, and he told me that a day would come when Hussein ibn Ali would ask for my help in his time of need. He also told me that I should be pleased when that time came. But Dilham, I'm fearful. I'm hesitant. Because I know this is not going to end well.
You should follow your heart and let it guide you.
Indeed, these are wise words.
Zuhair went to meet the Imam and came back happy.
Dilham, I've met the Imam and I'm going to join him. I'm going to join him, and I want you to go back to your family, as in I do not want any harm to come to you.
I will follow your decision, but don't forget me when you meet the Imam's grandfather in the Day of Judgment.
Inshallah.
At a place called Thalabiyah, Imam Hussein was with his companions, including the sons of Aqil, when he received the news that Muslim bin Aqil had been killed.
Assalamu alaikum. May Allah have mercy on you. We have some news which we'd like to deliver to you in private.
There is nothing that can be kept secret from my followers.
We have gathered some information from a man from our tribe, the tribe of Asad. He's of sound opinion, truthful, virtuous, and with good understanding. He informed us that your cousin, Muslim ibn Aqil, was murdered. He saw him dragged by his legs in the marketplace.
No, not Muslim. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
We implore you, in the name of Allah, for your sake and for the sake of your family, not to move from this place and set out to Kufa. You have no one to assist you in Kufa. You don't have any Shia there. Rather, we fear that they will battle against you.
By Allah, we shall not go back until we have exacted vengeance or tasted death like our brother.
There is no point in living after the death of Muslim.
May Allah grant you the best.
May Allah have mercy on you.
Having told his servants and entourage to collect water, Imam Hussein read out the statement to his followers and told them that those who wished to leave were free to do so. The people began to disperse from his left and right until there remained only his followers from Medina and a few who had joined them. Imam Hussein continued his journey towards Kufa with the remainder of his followers.
Allahu Akbar! I can see palm trees in the distance.
We have never seen palm trees in this area before. Perhaps they are heads of an army unit.
You may be right. We'll tell Imam Hussein at once.